for safety precautions.
Cool. And do you provide shoe covers, or do you recommend people bring shoe covers?
We actually don't provide shoe covers. We would have disposable masks on hand, but we would recommend shoe covers to be brought.
Awesome. All right. And currently, how much space do you have available in your facility?
We're a 4-bed facility. At this time, we have 3 openings. Just to give you a little description of how it's set up, I have 2 private rooms and 2 and 1 semi-private room, so 2 people to 1 room. At this time, we have 1 private room filled, which leaves 1 private room vacant, and then the semi-private room. As far as gender, we could take any female or male, but once that semi-private room is occupied, of course, with either gender, female or male, then that other bed would have to go to that same gender.
Okay, that makes sense. So basically, the semi-private room, it would have to either be 2 women or 2 men.
Yes, unless it's a married couple. That's the only time we could allow opposite sex to share room together.
Okay. And who exactly does Renee's Place service? Because as I've been talking to you and doing research and things like that, I noticed that anyone that has a short-term disability that may have had a football injury or, you know, some type of athletic injury that may not necessarily be an elderly or senior citizen, but they can't care for themselves on a daily basis, that they may need to come somewhere and have someone take care of them. Is that a service you provide, or is that a clientele you serve as well?
Yes, that's a clientele we could service. Our ideal population is the senior, but as you mentioned, certain short-term situation does put other people in that category where we could be helpful to them. So, for example, the person that just had post-op surgery, or someone that maybe had a stroke or some other acute illnesses that has affected their functioning level, that may not be a temporary thing. So, yes, we do take all persons that may have any type of issues. As long as they have self-care deficits and they need assistance, we could provide those services.
Okay. And so far, what's your welcoming process been?
Typically, once a person arrives to our facility, we give them a tour of the facility. This is, of course, once they've already done the pre-everything, and this is move-in date. Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, we do a tour for that person to see the actual facility. We show them their room. If it's the semi-private room, of course, which parts of the room are theirs, which dressers, closet space, etc., belongs to them, just so there's no confusion and mix up of personal space. Also, we do a quick interview where we just kind of get to know you. We want to know your daily routine. We want to know the food you like, just the different things, so that we can kind of incorporate those things into your daily care, so that we can make you feel comfortable and your day can go the way you would want it to be.
Okay. And, you know, our family, because of COVID and everything, our family members still welcome to visit at any time? Do they have to schedule visits, or, you know, how what's the process with that?
Because of COVID, things are kind of limited right now. For example, let's say we did have full capacity, it's potentially 4 residents. So although you are coming to visit your family, we still have other residents that we have to protect as well. So we're kind of limiting visitation, and until regulations change, you can come. But again, we just have to stress the face mask, the temperature, and the hand washing protocol, and we would prefer that the visit would take place in that particular residence room, just to kind of keep the social distancing things in effect.